simple, dead easy to get in contact with the show and talk about the things that are affecting you in Manchester. However, I want to start with something that you might have heard on The Breakfast Show this morning. This morning with Mike and Brooke, we ask you to help build Ollie's house. Lucy and Mike Carroll, watching their four-year-old son, Ollie, deteriorate daily. He's got a rare condition called Batten's disease, which has no cure. Even worse is the news that their three-year-old daughter, Amelia, has been diagnosed with it and will soon start showing the symptoms. Lucy Carroll spoke to our very own Mike Toolan to explain the situation.
He's not great, to be honest. They think he's having constant seizures all the time. He's constantly crying because he doesn't know what's going on and we don't know if he's in pain. It's just really hard. But unfortunately, Batten's disease is so rare. They're just guessing, basically, because nobody knows. Most people come into hospital and hope that their children get better. And we know that, yes, we will be able to take Ollie home at some point, but he won't get better, he'll only get worse. And at the moment, Amelia is running around happy, playing with her dolls, shouting for chocolate all the time. And we know that everything that Ollie's going through, Amelia will be going through too. And it's just a matter of time, and we don't know when that will happen. Mike's been a builder for years now. He's built up his own company, so he's actually stopped work trying to adapt the house for Ollie and Amelia. But obviously, Ollie's so poorly at the moment. We're both at his bedside constantly, so that's completely stopped at the moment.
Well, listen, we'd like to do something to try and help you if we can, so that Mike can obviously be here. So what we'd like to do is we'd like the good listener, the good Q103 listener, to step in and help, and as you know, they always do. And we're looking for builders and contractors, and we'd like to take that job off your hands so Mike can spend all his time here.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you. It means so much.
So, we asked for your help, and this is how you responded.
We just do scaffolding, so you need scaffolding for doing the roof, so we'll put that up for you.
Well, we can do centrally in bathrooms or disabled access bathrooms, wet rooms. We pull the my heart strings a little bit. I've got two kids myself, and if this sort of thing happened, I'm sure I'd be in the same sort of situation.
I'm a painter and decorator, and I'd just love to help out once all the building work's done and everything like that. I'd love to, and I've got lots of friends in the trade as well, so I'm sure I could get a group of us together. And you're doing a great job. I hope it all gets sorted.
So we're going to build it for them. Monday, 5th of September, through to Friday, 9th of September. We're going to finish what Mike started. We're going to build Ollie's house. If you want to get involved, if you can get involved, if you're free during those times and you're a builder or a tradesperson or anything that can help contribute to this project, please get in contact with my show tonight. We'll take your details and get you sorted on the project. 0161 288 0103. That's 0161 288 0103 if you want to help us build Ollie's house. Joining me on the show right now is Emily. Emily is Ollie's auntie. She is the sister of Lucy, who you've just heard speaking there with our breakfast team earlier on today. Emily, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, well, thank you. Very, very overwhelmed. You're
on
the spot today.
Yeah, what has today been like? Because obviously this is the day that we launched building Ollie's house, so therefore it must be a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're so incredibly grateful, you know, to Q103, Cash for Kids and all of Q103 listeners. You know, the response we've got so far has been incredible, and we're just, you know, so overwhelmed. We never thought this would ever happen. It's been such a struggle with the house. To hear that someone can help us is just incredible. It's so moving.
There's some good people out there. Sometimes you can lose sight of that, especially when you're going through some serious struggles, as your family are doing, it's quite insular, isn't it? And therefore, you kind of lose sight that there's other people in the world that will help. And sometimes you forget to ask for that help, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, and especially Lucy and Mike as well. You know, they're incredibly strong following all the kids. You know, we're so, so proud of them. But, you know, they don't always ask, you know, because they feel like they can take everything on themselves. But obviously, you know, no one can always keep going. They do, they need so much help, they really do.
Talk to me about your nephew, Ollie. What's he like as a little boy?
he's absolutely incredible, you know. He's a lovely boy and he's always smiling. That is what is the best thing about Ollie, is no matter what you throw at him, he always gets back up and he's always smiling. And unfortunately, the thing about Batten's disease is it will rip everything away from him. He was born healthy and he was a little toddler who loved football, loved running around with his brothers, and unfortunately, Batten's disease is now, you know, he's losing his motor ability, so we can't walk anymore. And he won't be able to see soon either. And he suffers incredible amounts of pain. So, you know, the last few months, last year, it's just been a roller coaster, you know, for us as a family, and to watch how we go through that. And, you know, but he's an amazing, amazing boy. You know, everyone that meets him, he gives them a thumbs up, you know, and he knows that they're there, and he knows how many people are around him all the time. He's incredible.
That must make you incredibly proud as an auntie. I can't imagine what it's like for your sister and Mike regarding the pride that they've got for him, because, of course, he's in pain and he's going through something incredibly tough. And it must be horrendous for you as adults seeing him go through this, seeing the deterioration. But do you find any strength whatsoever from the way that he is dealing with the situation?
Oh, yeah, that's it. You've got to be brave, because he's so brave. You have to be. And when you're around him, you try and forget about, you know, what's to come and everything that he's already been through. And you just think about Ollie and you watch him there in the moment and he's enjoying himself. Or, you know, he just gives you that little smile to let you know that he's okay. And it just means absolutely everything. I'm so, so proud of him. And to know that there's people out there, you know, who think about Ollie and want to help Ollie is just, I can't put it into words. It's amazing. You know, I want everyone to see how amazing Ollie is, what we do at home.
You mentioned his motor skills that are obviously on the decline.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the daily struggles that he's currently facing getting about the house.
Yeah, so recently he's deteriorated quite a lot. A few months ago, he was able to walk aided. Like, we could carry him around and we still take steps. So like a toddler would, he'd hold on to you and he'd still, you know, take some steps. Whereas now, he can't really do that and he can't hold his head up anymore. He can't hold his back up to sit up anymore. So he can't be left on his own at all now. It's 24/7 care. And with, like, his daily needs in the house, he needs a house that will care for him. You know, he can't at the moment get his wheelchair through the front door, and then he can't turn into the other rooms because there's just no space whatsoever. So, and, you know, he's losing his sight as well. So being able to just sit on the floor and move around is incredibly dangerous as well, and especially because he can't hold himself up. And he can't feed himself now. So we do try and still encourage him, you know, to have things for his mouth, but even that is incredibly dangerous as well. So, you know, we've always got to keep an eye on him. And like I said before, how he's in so much pain as well, you know, just trying to relax him at home is so difficult.
We heard your sister speak this morning about her husband, him being a builder and him attempting to obviously do the renovations himself, but it must be incredibly difficult because time is of the essence, we know that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be spending his time sorting a house out. He wants to be spending every precious moment with his son. It must be heartbreaking for him.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, Ollie's dad, he's constantly working on the house himself, you know, to literally transform it for them. But this means missing valuable time with Ollie. You know, we don't know how long he's got and how long he'll continue to battle this disease. And Mike needs to be there with his family to make those precious memories. And when Ollie's poorly in hospital and the building work has to stop because Ollie's health comes first. But this means that there's no progress on the house. So how can you bring Ollie back to a house that isn't ready for him, you know, that can't care for him? And it really haunts my sister and Mike, you know, every day to know that he needs this house, but it's they feel like they're letting him down, you know. They're not, you know, they're amazing parents, but, you know, to not have a house ready for him, it absolutely rips them apart.
The worst thing as well is that Amelia, as we know, at some point will show symptoms of this disease too.
Yeah, and, you know, Amelia again, like, they're both just full of absolute joy, and if you saw Amelia now, you know, you would never know that she had Batten's disease. She's just like any other toddler. She's running around, and she loves the chocolate, like Lucy mentioned, and she's always in her tutus and loves to dance, and, you know, and she's always there for Ollie as well, and she watches what he goes through, and it just is absolutely, you know, heartbreaking to know that Amelia's going to go through exactly the same thing as Ollie. And it's, you know, and it, with the house as well, it's not just for Ollie, it's for Amelia as well, because we won't just need one wheelchair in there, sorry, we'll need two wheelchairs going through that house, and enough equipment for two children. But yeah, Amelia is just her own little character. Everyone loves Amelia. It's just, yeah, I can't put into words how difficult it's been to kind of accept that this isn't just Ollie, it's Amelia as well.
How are the older children taking it? How are they dealing with it?
They're doing okay. You know, we're really, really proud of them. They're only 8 and 9. Yeah. And they've witnessed Ollie have seizures, and quite dramatic seizures as well, and obviously in hospital extremely poorly. So they've taken that in a stride, you know, they go to school and they work hard, and
it must be frightening, like you say, an 8-year-old, oh, yeah, to see the little brother have a seizure. Exactly. That must be incredibly frightening.
Yeah, so we worry about them, you know, what they've seen and how they'll grow up, and, you know, we know the future is short for Ollie and Amelia, so, you know, they will lose their siblings, and I don't know how an 8 and 9-year-old, you know, will cope with that, so we just, you know, we've got to do all we can to just be there for them.
They deal with it because they've got a fantastic family. By the way that you are speaking, my dear, I can, you're not a lone wolf. I know that this is coming from somewhere. You're obviously all from the same page. You're all on that same page, and and no doubt that strength will resonate with the youngsters as well when bad things down the line happen that are obviously inevitable with Batten's disease. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the reaction this morning, because your sister was on the radio, obviously, receiving the news that Key 103 and Cash for Kids are going to help. And hopefully with the fantastic Manchester Public donating their time and their resources, we are going to get that house sorted. We're going to get it spick and span. We're going to get it fit for Ollie and eventually Amelia down the line as well. You must be overwhelmed with the reaction from this morning.
Oh, yeah. Even just hearing you say that now is just bringing a smile to my face, because it's amazing. It's like Key 103 and Cash Kids is literally just, who stepped into our lives and offered us a lifeline, you know, a chance to provide for Ollie and Amelia, and to give them a home not only that they deserve, but one they desperately need. And as a family, I can't describe the feeling from this morning. You know, I can't thank everyone enough, and I just want to plead with everyone, you know, who's listening, to help my family. They've been through unimaginable, you know, stuff, and to have to watch through their children who are going to die, and, you know, not have the house ready for them to come home to. It's just, it's just makes me feel physically sick, and to know that there's someone out there, you know, who wants to help, and not just someone, you know, hopefully a lot of people listening want to help. And it's incredible. It's absolutely, it's so moving. It really is.
Well, if you are a builder and you are free on those days, do please let us know. Text 63103, starting your message with the word key. Monday, 5th of September through to Friday, the 9th of September. That's what we're going to do. We are going to finish what Mike started. He's done a fantastic job so far. But as we've discussed, Emily, in this conversation, when you are given this news as a parent that you know that your child is going to die, you do not want to be spending time building a house. Every moment is precious. You want to be in their company. You want to be starting and creating memories, all those things. And normality. Normality is key. You want them to be at home. You don't want them to be in hospital. You don't want them to be in an alien place. You want them to be in home. And if we can help create that, then that is the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to spend, you know, however long we've got with Ollie and Amelia, making memories, enjoying themselves, even if it's just one normal day, you know, being with her family and being able to put them to bed like a normal family, that just absolutely means the world. It really does.
Emily, thank you so much for your time. I've no doubt we'll be speaking again. And obviously we'll keep you up to date with everything that is coming our way from the builders, the scaffolders, the plumbers, the electricians that are marching to attention to help build Ollie's house. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
How can you not be affected when you listen to Emily, the auntie of Ollie, speaking about his situation, and when you've heard Lucy, his mum, speaking this morning on our breakfast show? Normally in these situations we ask for your money. And it's quite easy to put your hand in your pocket, isn't it? And let's be honest, some people can lose track of what the most precious commodity on the planet is. It's not money at all, and I'm sure you're fully aware of that. Time. Time is the most precious commodity, without any shadow of a doubt. And I know I'm asking a lot, and I know it's a big ask. I'm asking for your time, any time that you've got, that you can dedicate to help us build Ollie's house. Monday, 5th of September through to Friday, the 9th of September. If you've got any spare time that you can help us do that through that period of time, then do get in contact with my show right now.